From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Everybody! Woo! Welcome! It's the Brooklyn Podcast Festival! I know. It's the Brooklyn Podcast Festival. We have an amazing show for you. We have four contestants who are going to come up here and play our nerdy games. They're actually backstage right now competing with each other as to who has the highest waisted jeans. And one of them will be our winner. All of our contestants tonight are actually hosts of amazing podcasts. That's right. That's how we've up. That's right. You're not excited by that? That's exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Agree strongly.
Thank you, Jonathan. That is the kind of
You're
support
welcome.
I'm looking for
just,
on
I'm
the
just
stage.
Up here to support you, Ophira.
From Dr. Game Show, we have Joe Firestone and Manolo Moreno. And from the unofficial expert, we have Marie Faustin and Sydney Washington. We also have Ben Sinclair from High Maintenance, everybody. High Maintenance started as a web series, now on HBO. It's actually a little dangerous because it encourages young people to try to make a web series. I feel like High Maintenance understands Brooklyn better than any other show, right? First, it nails what people in Brooklyn love. Smoking weed and looking into other people's apartments. Those are our favorite things. I love that he has said that he put a lot of research into the show, which I assume means he smoked a lot of weed. I put a lot of research into this job, by the way, before I was host of Ask Me Another. For 2 months, I went to parties and just cornered people and made them mash up a U.S. president's name with a pasta dish. People were begging me to smoke weed. Ben Sinclair also went to Oberlin, which means he's insufferable.
It's fair.
Also, we have a game about ASMR. So if you don't know, it's all these sounds like light tapping and gentle whispering that give you a sensation of relaxation. And if you love that, you could have it live every night at my apartment with my husband, because as I fall asleep each night, he's beside me on his laptop, just tapping away and muttering and murmuring. He's like literally like, okay, really? That is weird.
What is he looking at?
He's like trying to find the last page of the internet. I totally believe that is his goal. All right, let's play some games. Our first game is about science fiction and fantasy characters, so every answer is Baby Yoda. Today, it's the Battle of the Podcast Stars, and our first two contestants co-host the podcast Dr. Game Show. Hey. We have Joe Firestone.
Joe. Yes. Hi.
You guys host a successful podcast.
Oh, no. We host a podcast.
Okay, you host a podcast. And I'm sure a lot of people you know want to host a podcast. No?
No, but yes, okay.
Does anyone ever come up to you and go, you have a great podcast, I want to host a podcast, what advice could you give me?
No one has ever said that to me. Has anyone said that to you, Manolo?
Oh, me? No, not really. They ask, they ask what you're like. Mm.
A lot of people ask, like, why are you still doing it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, they do. They're like, oh, are you still doing Dr. Game Show?
It's still going. How many years is that? And hasn't it been canceled? That kind of thing. And we say, yes, yes, twice. So we get all kinds
super
of
positive.
Questions.
Yeah, yes. Super positive. Joe, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent, you're playing
yes.
against Manolo Moreno. You are also a freelance animator.
Yes, I am.
Great.
Pretty cagey.
Yeah, I know. Sounds like
There's some sort of a lockdown on that.
I do love that sometimes your listeners think that Manolo is not a real person.
I don't think he's a real person either.
No, right? They think that you're a made-up character.
Yeah, I'm just a gist of a person.
Manolo, when you're ringing, we'll hear this. Joe and Manolo, whoever has more points after two games, will go to our final round.
Okay.
So, this is a trivia game called Superhuman Resources. Mm-hmm. You're going to identify famous science fiction and fantasy characters based on write-ups filed by their supervisors.
Yes.
Great. Okay, here's your first one.
Demonstrates negative growth at developing programs to protect her crew from a xenomorph. Blowing up ship shows failure to respect company property. However, she possesses strong cat-saving strategies and commitment to the company culture of having great arms.
Oh, no.
Joe.
Oh, no.
Can't wait to steal this one.
Yeah, please do. I'm going to go with...
you know what it is.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Snoopy.
Sorry, I cannot accept Snoopy. Manolo, do you know the answer?
The full name?
Yeah, like that would be amazing.
Last name?
Yeah, full name would be fine, or just last name?
I think last name's okay.
Okay, Ripley? Is that the last
Ripley, that's right.
Okay.
From Alien, that's right.
Who is it?
Ripley, like believe it or not.
Do you know her first name? We were both surprised to find this out.
Rebecca.
Close.
Becca?
Becca. Becky Ripley. Ellen,
really?
Ellen.
Here's your next one. Employee was issued final warning that receiving godlike powers from a nuclear physics experiment is not an excuse to walk around naked. Pants are mandatory, even if your business is blue.
Do you know?
Yeah. What is the guy from The Watchmen?
Yes. That's good enough.
Okay.
Dr. Manhattan, The Watchman. You knew what you were talking about.
Thank you.
This is your last clue. He produces more than expected, including a monster built from human body parts. However, he mistreats and talks down to his assistant, Igor.
Yeah.
Manolo.
Dr. Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's right, Dr. Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That was good.
I know my classics.
Although Igor was not a character in Mary Shelley's book, that was just introduced in the movies. All right, great game.
Thank you.
Manolo is in the lead.